What's up? What's up, people? This is your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. It is here. We are a little bit early this week. That's because this show is all about the big game. Because legally speaking, I'm not supposed to say. Oh, you know what this is? It's the game where the NFC versus the AFC champions, and they go, and it's big. It's a super. It's a bowl game, but it's a the name eludes me. But either way, that is happening. We're talking about Super Bowl 51 all on this podcast. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the big game. We're going to talk all about that on SamShowNation.com. And but first, you know how we get down. I got a panel of experts calling in. And how we get down, we got to pay some bills around here. So please, go to SamShowNation.com, under the homepage or current promotions page. Right there, there's a donate button. By hitting that donate button, you can give whatever makes you feel like a good person to this podcast. By doing that, you are making a bigger, better, greater podcast by doing so. So please go ahead, go to SamShowNation.com, click the podcast, click that donate link and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Right there at SamShowNation.com, you can also go to the store link. By that, you can get all of your swag there, whether it be t-shirts, hats, stickers, all of that is right there on the store front page. You can get whatever. You can walk around town, show off your clothes, show up with pride that you are repping the Sam Show Nation at Just Talk with Sam podcast. You can do all of that right there at SamShowNation.com. One other thing you can do at SamShowNation.com. You can listen to the podcast itself. Go to SamShowNation.com. Hit that podcast link. You can listen to your favorite episodes right there. Or you don't necessarily have to do it. You can subscribe on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes. We're all around. Or good old RSS. If you got it. If you still got it, we still there. So go ahead and do that. Or the best way to help this podcast is to simply tell a friend. Just tell a person, hey, I heard you on this podcast, and you got to check it out. It's great. So we got a few sponsors. You got to tell, I'm very excited about this because we are jumping into something I'm very passionate about. That is the game of football. As you can see, I'm very excited. And speaking of excited, speaking of advertisers, speaking of promotions, that is our first sponsor this week. The good folks at NFLShop.com. You can go to SamShowNation.com right there on the promotions page, and you can click the NFLShop.com link where it says it's game on. You need to hurry up because the season is almost over, but they want you to upgrade your NFL gear. It's about time so you can step in the next season or in the off season looking as fly as you can. They got a bunch of new arrivals and top picks. You can shop by brand, whether it's the NFL Pro Line, whether it's Fanatics, whether it's Nike, whether it's New Era, Majestic, Nostalgia, they got it all there. Even your personalized picks. Yes, I do have a few personalized picks. But you can get it right there at SamShowNation.com. Just click the NFLShop.com link. You can go ahead and shop. And I forgot to tell you, by going to SamShowNation.com, you can get free shipping on all orders over $50. All you got to do is click the link at SamShowNation.com, and at the offer code at checkout, you put in football, because it's all about football when it comes down to NFLShop.com. Who are we kidding? If you got to get something, they got it. NFL Shop got everything, whether it be jerseys, t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, whatever, for men, women, and kids. They got it all there. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click that current promotions link, and click the NFLShop.com link. By going there, you can do it right there. Free shipping with the offer code football at checkout. So they know we sent you. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click the NFLShop.com link. Shop as you normally would. Next sponsor, go from the... I got to talk. Next sponsor is from the good folks at flower.com. Who are we kidding? I am totally tearing up this house on Sunday. So I need to make things right with some flowers. Or I could just hold it for Valentine's Day flowers. And the best way I know how to get those flowers is at samshownation.com. Right there on the current promotions page, you could get some Valentine's flowers. You could show her that you want to celebrate your love in the most perfect way by sending flowers. Hey, go on to flower.com at samshownation.com. You click that link, you can celebrate the season. You can send flowers. They got everything, not just flowers. They got special packages. Maybe you want to send a bear with it. Maybe you want to send some chocolates. You could do all of that stuff right there. And one cool thing about flower.com, you could do it right there online. Or you can, if you have a problem, you could talk to an actual person online. I know. They have the support system there. They got all the stuff, different bouquets, whether it be roses, tulips, chocolates, gift baskets. They got you covered for whatever occasion. Now, I know Valentine's Day is right around the corner. But they got stuff for everything else. So please go to samshownation.com. Click the flower.com link, and you can send fresh flowers the same day. They got same-day delivery. You can send it right there. So please go to samshownation.com. Click the flower.com link and send fresh flowers fast. Next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Yes, Walmart is helping you get the Valentine's Day gifts that they'll love. By going to samshownation.com, clicking that current promotions page, you can click the Walmart link, and they are helping you get gifts that they're really going to love. This ain't no day one stuff, man. You got to come in swinging with this one. And they're offering free 2-day shipping, no membership fee. Only thing you got to do is go to Walmart.com. They got an array of Valentine's Day gifts, whether that be the classics like the stuffed animals, the watches, intimates, maybe you want them, the personalized gifts, the candy, the party occasions, maybe you're getting a bunch of them, fragrances, perfumes, jewelry. They got it all right there at Walmart.com. Only thing we ask you to do is go to samshownation.com, click that Walmart link, shop for Valentine's Day gifts, and they got free 2-day shipping. Also, if your shipping is over $50, they send it right to you. Or you could get same day in store purchase. So that means you could go to samshownation.com, you can click that Walmart link, get whatever you need to get, and you could get it right from your friendly neighborhood Walmart. So please go to Walmart, pick up all the gifts that they'll love from their pretty much wide array of something. You could treat them to something sweet, spoil the main squeeze. You could do all of that stuff right there at samshownation.com. Click that Walmart link. And last, and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, on the homepage or current promotions page, you could click the Amazon link. Homepage of current promotions page is samshownation.com. You could click that current promotions page. You could click that Amazon link. Sorry about that. Little brain fart. You could click the Amazon link and you could get whatever you think you need. Because who are we kidding? They got things for Valentine's Day. They got stuff for you every day. They got Amazon Prime. Who are we kidding? You were going there anyway. Only thing we ask you to do is go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page. And by doing that, you can get whatever you got. Let me tell you something about Amazon. They got everything from A to Z. And by going to Amazon.com, you can browse through history. Maybe you want to get some for the Prime. Maybe you want to get some Prime videos. Hey, I just had 2 weeks with no football, so I was rocking the Prime Video. I was watching a lot of cool stuff. I was watching Friday Night Tykes. I needed my fix. I needed to see some football. I was watching a lot of stuff on Amazon Prime because, well, who are we kidding? We didn't have a lot of stuff to choose from. You could watch Love Me, an Amazon original musical. Trust me, it's worth a watch. You got to check that out. Or you get your read on with a bunch of books. Or you could get a bunch of collectibles from the big game that we're going to be talking about very, very shortly. So please, go to samshownation.com on the homepage, current promotions page, click that Amazon link and shop as you normally would. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to reset these mics. We're going to get into it for a little bit. And we're going to talk everything you know about the big game. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. We'll be right back. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
You don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Right with you on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Okay, we in here. What we're going to do today, my name is Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast, and we're going to talk all things football. So I'm going to open up these phone lines, and whoever really wants to call in, we could get into it. So while I'm waiting on the queue to log in, look, let me explain to, there may be some people listening to this, and they were like, where's the celebrity guest? Where's this person? We're going to chill on that. Trust me, they'll be back. But, look, the game of football, all season long, it's just pretty much has been a roller coaster ride, depending on whatever team you rock with, depending on whatever team you're going with, and now we get a chance to see the culmination of that. This is, to my non-football people, this is the season finale. This is it. All the drama is going down this game. So, while I got these lines open, we got the Skype open for people who going to call in, and we're going to talk some football. I want to hear from the elites. I want to hear from the experts, because I myself am not an expert. The only thing that kind of sort of makes me an expert is the fact that I'm talking in front of a microphone right now. So that kind of makes me an expert. So while I'm waiting on these for this queue to log in, for all the people to call, and I can pick and choose and do that, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read some. Yeah, I am not an expert. I don't have facts. I don't have stats. I have some. But for the most part, I watch ESPN. I watch CBS. I watch whatever sports programs I got. I listen to them. I compare notes with my personal experience. And then I go with my gut. So you're dealing with a guy, to quote my man Mike Rappaport, no fact checking. We don't fact check over here. No stats, no facts, just strong opinions, how we do stuff here. So I'm going to give what would be referred to as hot takes. These ain't even hot takes. These are just regular-ass takes to me because, once again, no facts, no blah, 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 blah. When we don't have the people come in, we don't have the experts call in, and maybe teach me a little thing or two. So one of the things I got, I'm looking at the page right now, NFL.com. A lot of stories are going on, for starters. They're Tony Romo. So pretty much, Tony Romo is on the chopping block, possibly for the Cowboys. But the Cowboys the Broncos, Denver Broncos are interested. And they want to know what happens to Simeon and Lynch. Personally, I don't think nothing's going to happen to Simeon and Lynch, because I don't think Tony Romo is going anywhere. Tony Romo wants to be a Cowboy. And if Tony Romo goes anywhere that's not a Cowboy, the Cowboys get rid of him, he's going to fucking Houston. Period, point blank. Mainly because he stays in Houston, it would be beneficial for him to get out of Houston. Next take. Carson Palmer has pulled his kids out of school and moved out of Arizona. Carson Palmer says his house is not on the market and they leave every offseason. I call bull to the shit on that. Carson Palmer had one of the worst seasons I've ever seen. Carson Palmer had. And I'm even counting that horse shit when he was with the Cincinnati Bengals and got injured. This was not Carson Palmer at his best. And quite honestly, anybody who signs a one-year contract was already thinking about hanging it up. Carson Palmer putting his kids out of school and putting his house on the market. Dude, my man finna retire. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. I don't think he got any more gas on the tank. You call this a hot take? I don't call it a hot take. This is a take. Hope I'm wrong, but I think he gone. All right, next story. Brandon Marshall vows to stay out of the Jets QB conversation. Yeah, he should. He should stay out of the Jets QB conversation. You made a fucking lifelong friend with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitzmagic is over here, and now you become bosom buddies. How about you shut the fuck up? Because you're ruining the Jets organization, man. Look, just because that's your boy, and yeah, you're going to stick up for your boy, how about you stay out of the conversation? That way y'all can win a few games. How about that? Next story. My man Rex Ryan is open to returning to the Jets. No shit! He is open to returning to the Jets because nobody's going to pick him as a head coach anymore. I don't give a goddamn. He's a defensive genius, but when he coaches a team, they will fuck up. Next story. That's it. You call these hot takes. These are not hot takes. These are Sam's takes. Chip Kelly is a serious candidate for the Falcons offensive coordinator job. Get the fuck out of here. Chip Kelly is not. No. Chip Kelly is going back to Oregon, and he's going back with stamps on his ass. The Falcons. We will get into the Falcons in a few minutes, but the Falcons are a Super Bowl contender. Dan Quinn has whipped this team into shape. He breathed new life into fucking Matty Ice. Matty Ice was going nowhere fast. Now you're going to have Chip Kelly fuck that up? No way in hell. Pick a different team. Next story. Steelers president confident Ben Roethlisberger will be back as a Steeler in 2017. Honestly, I could be confident as well. If he dipped, I wouldn't blame him. I mean, he ain't got nothing to prove. But at the same time, I think his leaving, I mean, my man got a lot of injuries. But I think his leaving is dependent on whatever the fuck Brady does. Because as long as Brady's in the AFC, he doesn't have a chance. It sucks, but that's just the way it is. But if Brady dips after Sunday, which we've seen the rumor report saying he may, because he would, if he wins, he will be the greatest quarterback ever. I mean, that's the only way Ben Roethlisberger should stay. If he want to dip, it's up to him. But I feel he's confident. He just had a bad game. Don't want to talk to nobody. And quite honestly, I'm the same way. J.J. Watt expects to be fully clear for off-season trading. Yeah, he should. He had enough time. I mean, that franchise sucks without J.J. Watt. And they got a lot of good players. Okay, next story. Goldman Sachs pulls out of the Las Vegas NFL stadium deal. Great. Anything that will stop Las Vegas from building a just leave the fucking Raiders alone. The Raiders are doing good where they are. Leave them alone, man. Please, how many times does a franchise have to move before, like all of those Raiders fans, it's bad enough you got a franchise in Las Vegas, you know, a city notorious for betting against the house, a city notorious for maybe doing some not so legal things for them to get a win, of course, tank that fucking deal. Greg Hardy applies to play in the Spring Football League. Good luck. You ain't coming back to the NFL. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, good luck, Greg. You know, there's a thing about second chances, but what the fuck, man? Okay. All right, let's stick to the Super Bowl. Stick to the thing. That was around the league. Let's stick to some of the rumor mill going around the league itself. These are still hot takes, or Sam takes, because some people may not feel that these are so hot, but whatever. Like I said, no facts, just strong opinions. Okay, Michael Vick pens a heartfelt letter, says he will always be a Falcon in his heart. I call bullshit, Vick. I'm calling bullshit. You just trying to tack on to your team who is kicking ace. Wanna know why? Because you didn't go back to Atlanta talking about like, hey, I can be a quarterback again. No. You would have sat on the bench. Get the fuck out of here. You would have sat on the bench for Matty Ice. No. You tried to go where you shine. Then you tried to go with the biggest team. That would be the Steelers. Then you did a little stint in Green Bay. Go fuck yourself, man. Look, if you feel in your heart you're a Falcon, great. But that doesn't mean they owe you a ring. Get that off your mind. Save your letters for somebody who cares. Next story. Aikman. NFL may have to rename the Lombardi Trophy after Bill Belichick. That would be the shit. Way to go, Troy Aikman. That is my take. Next story. Tom Brady's business manager is offering reward for a stolen Jeep. My man, business manager can't win. Why somebody ripping off his Jeep? Why somebody ripping off his Jeep? It's a Jeep. Come on, man. That's some shady shit. Look, I understand it's Patriots against everybody. Nobody wants to see him get a fifth ring. You ain't got to rob my man Jeep. Whatever. Next story. Matt Ryan got Super Bowl advice from Peyton and Eli Manning. Real talk, I would have did that shit too. The only two people who have beaten Tom Brady in the last decade. Yeah, I'm giving them a fucking call. I would, because quite honestly, that you want to win, you know, you want to win a game, I probably would give them a call just to get some pointers. Matty Ice, hopefully this game he doesn't revert to the old Matty Ice and just have a Patriots blowout. Don't get it twisted. I'm biased. I really want the Patriots to win because I want to see the greatest quarterback ever do his thing. But at the same time, I would have made that call too. If I'm in Matty Ice shoes, hell yeah, I would have called them. Hell, for good measure, call Ben Roethlisberger if you still got time. Okay. Devontae Freeman, agent, demands Atlanta GM to pay up. Oh, that's some bad fucking timing. You trying to short my man his chips a few days before the Super Bowl? Yeah, you need to pay him his money. And last and not leastly, Houston owner hints at drafting QB. No shit! After Brock Osweiler did a stunning combination of jack and shit at the same time, oh, yeah. I'll be looking at quarterbacks right now. Fuck coming out of college. I'm looking at high school quarterbacks. Brock Osweiler. Man, you are not worth $72 million. You are so not worth $72 million. All right. I'm going to slow it down. I know I'm solo dolo right now, solo deep. But I see the queue lining up for Skype. So we finna get some calls. Let's get to the calls with Skype. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for calling in to the podcast. You're the first caller, actually. We're getting a panel of all the experts when it comes down to the game. Super Bowl Sunday, man. I mean, you know what it is, and your credentials speak for itself. I mean, right there, number one, you are last word on sports, contributor to CBS Fantasy. Your podcast, Screen to Screener, please give out that information. I want people to check you out.
Oh, no problem, Sam. Thanks a lot for having me on. Yeah, fantasy football and college basketball, those are the things for me. So fantasy football season, NFL, of course, writing for playerprofiler.com, the Roto Underworld, and Last Word on Sports. And we just started our college basketball podcast that's taken off. It's called the Screen the Screener Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at SDS Podcast, and we're on iTunes as well, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. A lot of fun talking about the college hoops. So thanks a lot, man. I'm looking forward to being on here.
Oh, man. In about a month, I'm going to hit you up. So, you know, the bracket. I got to get, you know, we all know it's getting down to that, but let's get down to the nitty gritty. Super Bowl 51 is this Sunday. What are your predictions, sir?
Well, for me, Sam, it's heart versus head. I went to Boston College, so I'm a Matt Ryan fan. He's one of the better players I've seen at BC in a long time, and they haven't been playing well lately, so it's been a while. So my heart says Atlanta, but my head says New England. The difference is Atlanta's had a pretty easy ride here in terms of they've avoided some major injuries. They've played a lot of games at home. I feel like the Patriots overcame some adversity with the Brady thing beginning of the year. They lost Gronkowski. And so I just think it's going to come down to the Patriots are going to be more physical. And I don't know if Atlanta can stop that physical running game with LeGarrette Blount in New England. And I don't know if the defense of the Patriots is going to give up the 30 points that I think that Atlanta is going to have to score to beat them.
Now, we're going to touch on that because one of the things that Atlanta has been known this year alone is just jacking up that score, making you play catch up, but they don't have a defense. They have a very young defense. A lot of young rookies or second year athletes are on that defense. And I honestly believe, granted, I'm very biased. We're talking about colleges. Brady came from Michigan. I have been rocking with him since his college days, so I'm a bit biased. And Matt Ryan is good, but Matt Ryan is what we like to call the Southern Matthew Stafford. This year, their careers are they're very interchangeable until this year. But that defense is the thing that's so iffy with Atlanta. And I just think their running game is superb. I love Atlanta's running game. But one thing Belichick is good at is taking away your best weapon. And unfortunately, I think that's just going to be the running game. You're going to have to force the ball to Julio Jones, who will be covered at least two times over. He's going to get double coverage at least. And that's all she wrote. I think Patriots are going to do it and walk away in the history books. Would Patriots win?
Yeah, I agree with you. Belichick does take away their best option. Malcolm Butler is a tremendous cornerback, so he's going to be on Julio Jones. I think the script that Atlanta's got to follow, if they're going to be competitive in this game, is the exact same script that they used at Seattle earlier this year. Freeman and Tevin Coleman have to have big games catching balls out of the backfield. And I think that Belichick will give them the short pass, but I just feel like he's going to hammer that ball down their throat. He's not going to let Vic Beasley, who led the NFL in sacks, they're not going to sit there and let Vic Beasley tee off on Brady. And the offensive line of the Patriots is going to be the best one that the Falcons have faced so far. Dante Scarnecchia came out of retirement. He's done a great job with them. So to me, unless they can get pressure on Brady, the only time Brady's had trouble in the Super Bowl is when they get to him with four rushers. I don't know if Atlanta can do that. So I'm saying Patriots.
Now that I got your prediction for the game, one thing I'm going to start with you. I got some other people calling in, but one thing I want to know, what is your favorite, I guess, storyline? Because it's a lot of drama with this game, other than just the Super Bowl. You got a lot of the background stuff like Brady versus Goodell. Is Julio Jones, can anyone stop him? The question I kind of alluded to earlier is Matt Ryan an elite quarterback? I mean, there's so many behind the scenes. Like, who knows? The Lombardi Trophy going to Atlanta. Like, the revenge for Dan Quinn. Because he's been embarrassed by the Patriots before. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yep.
When he was rocking with, I think he was defensive coordinator for Seattle. And the list goes.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, of all the storylines of this Super Bowl, the list goes on and on. Do you have something you're, like, very interested to see in, like, the behind the scenes versus on the field, or some of the storylines that you're interested in seeing playing out?
Yeah, two ones that I'll talk to. Julio Jones is just absolutely outstanding. I remember a couple of years ago him taking those one-handed catches in the end zone before, although Beckham was doing it. So Julio Jones is going to have a big game for them to have a chance. And so Julio Jones versus Belichick taking away their best receiver. They could double him. Malcolm Butler may go one-on-one with him. But basically, when Ryan stands under center, he's got to look at Julio. If Julio is single covered, he's got to get the ball. So that's the first one. But the other one, Sam, you touched on it. I don't see whether you're on the side of Brady, yes, with the deflation of the balls, or Brady, no. I don't see how it's not an incredible thing to see Goodell have to stand on that podium and give Kraft and Brady that trophy. That, I think, is the huge storyline. If that happens, I know I'm going to be watching. How many times do you watch the trophy? Sometimes maybe yes, sometimes maybe no. But if the Patriots win the year that he got suspended and he has to hand him that trophy, I think that's going to be great drama, because I think somebody's going to say something, whether it's Brady or Kraft.
I mean, the Patriots are a classy team until they win. And I just think out of like 2 years, Deflategate has been going on. Like we've seen scandals come and go during the time of Deflategate. We saw Ray Rice go through his. We got a little sneak peek of Greg Hardy. We got Le'Veon during the Deflategate stuff got suspended twice for weed. I mean, like, the scandals came and went, and Deflategate was still here. So, yes, I agree with that. I really want to see if Roger Goodell, if there's any, like, it was almost like a witch hunt to some degree.
Yeah, it was too much. And my argument on this whole thing was, did those ball boys act alone? No. They didn't just all of a sudden decide to take the air out of balls. But I don't know if what he did was that big a deal. I mean, listen, I think he should have got something, but I don't. Four game was excessive, and it became this big, big issue that was way overblown. So to me, the Patriots have always maybe had some rumors about doing stuff with the rules and this and that. So to me, it was a cumulative penalty, but it became too much. The fact is, the guy's a legendary quarterback, maybe the greatest ever. Whether the air's in the ball or not, it doesn't.
That could happen on Sunday. He could actually become the greatest ever quarterback.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, the thing is, it shouldn't tarnish his legacy at all. I thought when it came out, he was going to get suspended one game. That's what I thought, it was a one-game thing or something like that. But honestly, if I'm him and he's an ultra-competitive guy, I just started reading that book about him versus Brady by Gary Myers. This guy, when he was at Michigan, you probably know better than anybody, he was not given the job easily. He had to fight his way through it, and Drew Henson was there for a while. So this guy is an ultra competitor. If people don't think that he can't wait to get to that podium, he's been thinking about it ever since he was suspended. So I agree.
Oh yeah. It's just so much with this, and we're not even counting the draft picks. Remember, they had to give up like 4 draft picks. They had to give up a lot. And he's in the championship game. That's what's so crazy about this. Like, it was we know more than anybody, 4 games is a death sentence. You lose 4 games in the NFL, you're not going to the playoffs, let alone the championship game.
No, it's exactly right. I mean, the guy is incredible, and Belichick's incredible. They're a great team. I mean, keep in mind that I was arguing with somebody on Twitter. I don't think Brady should be MVP. Not that he's not incredible, but because Belichick went 3-1 without him. I mean, they're a great team together. The guy's incredible. Patriots are going to be ready to roll. This would be number 5. I think it's going to be a great game, because I think Atlanta's good. I think Matt Ryan has found his niche, you know, and maybe Stafford's just a step away from getting there. But Ryan's in a great system. He doesn't make mistakes. He's always had good yardage. But I think the Patriots are just too motivated to take this one.
Okay, I got one last question. I'll let you go. But, Matt, you said something that stuck out to me, MVP. Now, I wouldn't be mad if Brady got it, but sake of argument, we're taking him out of the conversation. Who should get MVP this year?
Well, God, you are hitting a big question with me. I love Matt Ryan. I really do. And he's had a great year. But if I always go, Sam, with most valuable player. That's the award. That's what it stands for. So it means value, which to me means if you took the person off the team and replaced them with just an average level replacement, how would the team do? I think Atlanta is still pretty good. So to me, it comes down to 2 of the guys. I don't think either one's getting it, but it's either Aaron Rodgers or David Johnson of Arizona. Because I think if you take those 2 guys off of those teams,
I like David
they,
Johnson.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They are not anywhere near as good as they are. Matt Ryan, the team is great. If you put on an average quarterback on that team, I still think they're pretty good. They may not be as good, but they're pretty good. Brady, amazing, but they did go 3-1 without him, with Garoppolo and Brissett. But to me, it's either Rodgers or David Johnson would be most valuable in my book.
Now, I don't want to be a list bully. That is a dark horse, David Johnson, and I do like that pick. Rodgers, my own beef with Rodgers aside, he is not an MVP. I'm just going to put that away. Honestly, Dak. I'm looking at Dak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Go ahead.
He made the Cowboys essentially relevant again. I mean, we have had Romo jammed down our throat for X amount of years only to be disappointed because he's inevitably going to get hurt. That's just what it is. And he came in and he breathed new life into the team. And I am not a Cowboys fan. I think I'm anti-Cowboys. But, I mean, I give credit where credit's due. Dak, hands down, breathed new life in that team. So, I think that's my vote for MVP. But I wouldn't be mad if Matt Ryan got it. Hell, I really wouldn't be mad if David Johnson got it because you opened my eyes about that. Because Carson Palmer, he has cost me a lot of fantasy points this year.
Definitely. And I had, of course, we came on and I talked and I was wrong about this one about Ezekiel Elliott. I had him as a top 12 running back, but he obviously had a phenomenal season. But I've been arguing and harping on the fact, and I agree with you with Dak Prescott. If you took Dak Prescott off the Cowboys and replaced him with someone average, they would not nearly be as good. I would give Dak Prescott the MVP over Matt Ryan. My only issue is Rodgers just got so hot at the end of the year, and to me, Dave Johnson is a step above because I feel like you said with Palmer did not have a good year. I would definitely give it to Dak Prescott over Ezekiel Elliott because I think Alfred Morris could have come in and done close to what Ezekiel Elliott did. But Dak Prescott was the reason that team was that good.
Yeah, I'm picking that. Like David Johnson, that changed my – I mean, you bringing that up made me think about Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer was the only player on my fantasy team I couldn't wait to cut. I mean, because I saw the writing on the wall, because if you take out Palmer, by no fault of your own, you're taking out Fitzgerald, and somehow the Cardinals was still a force to be reckoned with. And that he changed the game and made a very pass-heavy team, a running team. So, yeah, I like David Johnson. That man, this is why I'm having you on the podcast. He wasn't even in my top five for MVP until you said something. So this is why you're coming back to the podcast. This is why people need to listen to Screen to Screener. This is why people need to read Last Word on Sports, because you opened my eyes with that one, man. I feel good about it. I got to reevaluate my picks now.
No problem, man. I love coming on and I love talking about it. And this has been the hot debate. I mean, if we're passionate about sports, right? Me, you, and everybody who listens. So let's get into it and get our opinions out there. But yeah, I think Johnson's a sleeper. Yep.
Oh, big time. He's showing up in my fantasy lineup next year, hands down. But thanks so much for giving me a call, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks so much for giving me a call. And thanks. I got to move on to these other calls, but thank you so much. As always, give out your social media info. I want people to hit you up and continue this argument on Twitter.
No problem. Thanks, Sam. You can find me at Fantasy Warrior Mike, FTSY Warrior Mike, and then at SDS Podcast. I'm on Last Word on Sports, and I write for Roto Underworld, PlayerProfiler.com. Thanks so much, Sam.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Hey, what's up, man? It's DeJuan, thanks for calling into this podcast. I know you are the unofficial NBA correspondent that we have here. And this ain't about the NBA, but you better believe I'm ready after this week. I got my thoughts on LeBron, which you are immediately going to shut down.
Probably.
I have my thoughts on just the league itself, Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard, the Spurs, even the Pistons, But we ain't talking about that. We don't get into that, you know, when you live and in color instead of calling in. But right now we're talking about the Super Bowl. Now,
oh, yes, sir.
Off the top, I will say this. I am biased. I know who I am. But what is your predictions for the Super Bowl?
Okay, I got a little small anticipation. I was feeling the Falcons in the regular season. I did not expect them. I thought they were going to get knocked off in the playoffs like they normally do. So they shocked me when they beat up on Green Bay like they did.
No one did. Don't feel bad. Do not feel bad.
But I think that Tom Brady is coming back with a chip on. Well, has come back. Has come back with a chip on his shoulder. I think the defense is going to come together. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. I know Matt hasn't had a pick in the playoffs. I'm predicting that Matt Ryan.
Close. They barely crawl.
They're interchangeable, but I think he's going to have at least two picks in the Super Bowl, man. At least two picks, and I think that's going to be the deciding factor in the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a shootout in the first half, and I think that the Patriots are going to come through and do what they do best and go ahead and get that trophy.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm glad I got your prediction, but one thing everybody I ask when they call in, what is your favorite storyline that I think you're going to want to follow throughout Sunday? Because there's a lot of, like, behind-the-scenes drama with this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, like,
storyline, I think my main one is the fact that Goodell will have to give up that trophy.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one, because
I think I know he's saying he don't care and everything is cool, but I think it's going to be a smack in the face because you tried to ban this man. You finally got him. He set out these games, and they still made it to the biggest stage in the world. Well, you know, you got to bow down to that. I mean, you know, he did it with Garoppolo, and what was the other dude they had in?
Jacoby Brissett.
And Brissett, and nobody expected that, man.
Now, here's where it gets very interesting. Like, I did the timeline, like, earlier, like, just, like, scandals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This went a little bit over 2 years, Deflategate. Yeah. The Penn State thing lasted not enough time. Penn State was a summer.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's a grudge, dog. That's not. That's not a scam.
People hate. The hate for the Patriots is so real. Okay. Now, me and you have talked about this. I'm more of a Tom Brady fan than a Patriots fan, but I've always respect great. You know what I'm saying? So I've always respected them, and you know. Because my recent nuptials, I've become more of a fan.
I bet.
Than not. I've become more of a fan than not. But the thing about it is, man, is that even now when I bring up Tom Brady or I bring up the Patriots, oh, we better check the balls. I'm like, but at the second half, and what people people don't read the stories. They just think that the Patriots have cheated their way all the way through. But I'm like, at the end of the day, you got to go between the lines. You got to play the game, regardless of whatever we're doing. Whether we're watching play calls or whatever we're doing, you still have to execute. You know what I'm saying? That's the same way I feel about Barry Bonds, okay? He was on steroids.
Yeah.
You got to hit the ball. You still got to hit the ball. You can be the cockiest dude in the world, but if you can't hit the ball, it don't matter.
There it is. But here it is. With Deflategate, and I've been saying this the entire time, if I beat you by 35, I'm not cheating.
I just
beat you. If I fix the problem you was complaining about in the second quarter, I'm not cheating anymore.
No, and you still get holed out. Yeah, you got to go ahead and accept that flaw real quick. Go ahead and accept that you just lost that. You got to eat that, and it is what it is.
Man, I feel good. Like I said, I'm very biased. I've been rocking with the Patriots for quite some time. Not just Brady. Brady, he's a whole thing all itself. I have inadvertently been paying attention to Brady my entire life with Michigan and all that other good stuff. It's Belichick. It's like the fact that they just take nobodies. People, Division III athletes, and just make them into superstars. And it's just crazy.
You gotta love. I mean, it's a factory, man. You gotta love it. You can't, you know? And that was my thing. Eventually, I got to the point where I think the last time I rooted against the Patriots in the Super Bowl was when they played Carolina. So you know how long ago that was.
Yeah, that's a minute.
And I just wanted Steve Smith to get a ring at that point. That's the only reason I even rooted against them. still mad at Eli Manning for stealing those Super Bowl trophies. Stealing.
Yeah,
Eli Manning is a thief and a fraud.
No, we talked about this earlier. You like one of the stories is Matt Ryan needed some advice, so he called up both Manning brothers just to figure out how do you crack the code of Tom Brady. That's real talk, man. Like, I gotta be honest, Matty Ice, I would have did that shit too.
Oh, absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
The only two people that beat you, yeah, I'll probably give. I'm giving you a phone call.
Yeah, immediately, if not sooner.
But that's what's up, man. I know you on a limited schedule. Thank you so much for calling in. You don't come back to the house, we don't chop it up in a real podcast, but we just getting all the picks from all the experts, man. All the people who know their stuff, man. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome, man. So two touchdowns, Patriots.
Oh, you going that high?
Yeah, two touchdowns, absolutely. I think Matty Ice is going to have two interceptions. I think one going to be returned to the house. And I think that the Patriots, I'm going to say we now. We going to score on some unexpected that nobody was thinking about, whether it be I think if we get down to summer, we maybe a bunch punt or, you know, whatever it may be, a block field goal. But I think it's going to be a two-touchdown lead. And I think that love Julio Jones, love him to death. But I think he's going to have a nice game, but I think that the pitch is going to be too much for him.
That's a hot take, but, hey, I roll with it. No fact-checking over here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, bud. Talk to you later.
All right. My man. You know him. You love him. You've heard him on his podcast before. He has his own podcast. It's coming back. Real Sports with Chuck Hosner. Chuck, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty, right, man. Thank you for calling in. I'm calling all the experts. You was on the top of the list, my man.
Well, thank you.
Like, we really got to jump into this, man.
Well, I think that both teams are going to set out to do things. I think you look at Ed Falcons. What are the Falcons going to want to do? Falcons are going to want to keep Brady off the field. So I think they're going to try and run the ball. They got two big guys, Freeman and Campbell.
Okay.
So I think they're going to try and shorten the game. And you could also see New England doing the same thing. So I think they could both try to shorten the game to keep the offenses off the field. The over-under is like 59. I like the under on this one.
Am I hearing Atlanta from you?
We're not that far yet.
Am I hearing Atlanta? Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Look, I admit, I'm a Patriots fan, so I'm a bit biased.
Yeah.
A bit biased. So, yeah, you know what?
I love the Patriots. I love Tom Brady. Like, the young secondary of Atlanta, Brady could take full advantage of that. The only way Atlanta wins this game is they got to get it in the 30. All season long, they score 30 or more points. They're 12-0. They score under 30. They're 1-5.
Makes sense.
So they're going to want to try and score. So that's why I think New England could also try and run the ball to slow it down. Belichick loves, like everyone says, loves to take away what you do best. I think he's going to attack the run. He's going to say, I trust my secondary to stop Matt Ryan quicker than we can stop the running game, Derek. So I think they're going to try and stop the run. It's like they did what they did with Pittsburgh last week. They stopped the run and make them throw. But after Le'Veon got hurt, he didn't have to try and stop the run anymore.
All right, but what about the huge elephant in the room, Julio Jones?
Julio Jones, if he's a little nicked, he's got that bad toe, so he's going to play.
Okay. All right, I like that prediction. I respect it.
I don't know. You can't play like a cover three, which would be like a high safety and in the two corners to put the top. I don't see that. You can't really play man also when it comes to Julio. I mean, they have so many weapons. You know, Sanu's good. Gabriel's good, you know. And Matt Ryan, I don't think maybe they get a rush in his face and get him to become, maybe he'll realize he's Matt Ryan again.
Okay.
And start throwing some interceptions.
Makes sense. Now, one thing, I love that prediction. It clashes a little bit, but I do respect that I could get with that. Now, one thing, Chuck, I kind of talked about this a little bit before you got on the, before you called in, is the storylines. This Super Bowl is chock full of storylines. Like the Tom Brady versus Roger Goodell. Matt Ryan actually is an elite quarterback. The Patriots getting 5 rings, the Lombardi may go to Atlanta out of all of their chances. I mean, what story, I mean, and that's just the name and a few of them. What storyline stick out to you the most that, like, you're really interested to see playing out?
Well, I want to see if Matt Ryan is this elite quarterback that he is or he isn't. You know, this is where you learn. And you're going against, I don't care what anyone says, you're going against the greatest quarterback to ever play this game.
Are you saying the greatest? As
the
in
greatest.
No comparison. Everyone all of a sudden wanted to pull the Joe Montanas.
Yeah, everyone says Montana's 4-0, right? So he's never been to 5 Super Bowls because he loses the championship game. He's never been to 6 Super Bowls. Because remember the second, 87, heavily favored against Minnesota. So 3 picks and gets pulled out of a game in the playoffs. Tom Brady never got pulled out of a game.
I like this passion. What about all of a sudden midway this season, they start pulling Aaron Rodgers out of their ass, talking about he's the greatest quarterback.
No. Greatest quarterback, he's not the greatest quarterback. Tom Brady has more playoff wins than 28 other franchises. 28 teams.
Set it off, man.
Super Bowl now 7 times out of 14 times. So every year, you got a better chance of Tom Brady playing in a Super Bowl than Drummond hitting a free throw at the line.
Woo!
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! It's true.
That hurts, but it's true.
27-24 Patriots.
Really? I like that, man. Yeah.
All right. Under. They're going to win.
Okay. Look, Chuck, thanks so much for calling in. We got to move on to these calls. You know we're going to keep this going. You are welcome anytime, man.
Just let me know.
All right, I hit the record button. My man Ike calling to the podcast, giving out some Super Bowl predictions, some picks. Who you got, man? I get in mind in a minute, but what you think gonna happen on Sunday?
I'm thinking a lot of things gonna happen. It's like, it all depends on, like, if Atlanta get the ball first. Like, if Atlanta get the ball first and they hit them with a jab, like, by jab, I mean, they gotta put 6 on the board. Like, take a shot, like, beat, like, right off the jump. First play of the game, see what their defense talking about. Go to Julio for 70 yards, first play of the game. And if they hit it, it's going to be like a special game. But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen. So I'm taking the Patriots. I do have a score. Do you want the score?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Scoring-wise, I'm thinking like 31-17. I think you just can't give like Belichick that amount of time.
I mean, not only do you not get, and I rock with you, my actual score was 34-19. That's the numbers I'm picking. Obviously New England is because of this. New England's great for taking away your best weapons. You're not gonna see Julio do his thing. Honestly, you're going to see a grounded Devontae Freeman. And I have been shitting on Atlanta's defense all season because they're garbage. But the reason they're garbage is because they're a bunch of rookies. The real winner of this game is going to be experience. And that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to be who been there before, how do you act in these high-pressure situations. And unfortunately, with year one, year two players who probably in a very suspect secondary, I'm just going to toss that out there.
For
Atlanta. Atlanta's secondary suspect as hell.
Well, I'm not going to count that because every defense is suspect to Tom Brady, so it don't really matter.
I'm not even I'm just talking about what I've seen all season.
Yeah, I know. Like, Atlanta is like the 25th ranked defense in the league. Like the Cal Van Oy, New England Patriots squad is like an 8th ranked defense. They held teams to like 16 points a game. So, I gave them a couple extra points.
Yeah.
I don't really keep doing too much.
I see Atlanta trying to jack that score up. If they try to do that, get you chasing points. But I don't think it's going to cut it with them. I mean, they offense good as hell, but it's just you would need the X factor of Atlanta to step up, and that X factor, personally, I believe, is Tevin Coleman.
Yeah. This Super Bowl has, like, the feel of, like, Niners-Chargers.
Well, here's the deal about this Super Bowl. It's not... Here's the deal with the Super Bowl, and we was kind of getting on this before you got on the line. It's more behind the scenes. It's the storylines that's going to take place not exactly on the field. Like Brady versus Goodell. Is Julio Jones for real? Is Matt Ryan an elite quarterback? Like, these are the storylines that's happening where... what the hell is Hogan and Edelman going to do? You see what I'm saying? All the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Out of all the storylines of this game.
A lot of questions, too.
Yeah, true, true.
A lot of questions. But overall, like, I can't go against, somebody chasing great. Like, when you got, like if Bron makes the playoffs or makes the finals, it's hard to go against LeBron James.
Not if you say him. Man, we all know my feelings on LeBron James.
You really don't know sports, though.
Look, it's personal with LeBron James. I will get into it in the next couple of weeks as basketball season really start getting into that push.
Yeah, and I'll be there for
that. Yeah, and it's a lot of LeBron sympathizers out there. And
I'm sure we'll be on the same page about it too.
Look, I tried to dance around this when DeJuan called earlier. I respect his skill. When he's in the paint, he's a Mack truck. I can't take that away from him. That's LeBron James. But it's everything else he does. The whining, the crying, and the flipping, the flopping. The man, just play your game. Sorry.
Right.
I'm jumping into it. I agree wholeheartedly with Charles Barkley. Never mind. We'll say this for another day.
Hold it.
I never agree. Like, I don't rock with Barkley like that. But I agree wholeheartedly. Like, I think the best thing I can say about LeBron James is he's more of a uniter. Because he united me with a bunch of people I never thought I'd ever agree with. People like Charles Barkley. People like Skip Bayless. People like... I don't like Skip either. But when he starts talking about LeBron, the only thing I can say is, I rock with you. Stop crying.
I like the hurt. What was his name? Colin or Cowherd?
Colin Cowherd. Yes.
Yeah.
And even, well, Oberman, I can't stand Oberman. All right, look, Stephen A. Smith is who I rock with. I rock with Jemele Hill, Michael Smith.
He's from the city. He's from the city.
Yeah, yeah. Who else? I'm trying to think of people I just almost like agree with. Shannon Sharp. I rock with him. Like, he's a tough sell, but I rock with him. And I'm trying to think of my man from my man from First Take that replaced Jemele replaced. Oh, and I rock with Curry Champion too, but for all different reasons.
Come on, Max.
Yeah, from First Take.
Yeah.
I think he was good. I think she's better. Curry Champion, like I said, I rock with her too for all different reasons, but I love her opinion too.
For sure. But to put the reason why I brought up Brian is the power of Brady.
Yeah.
Chasing Brady. It's really just to put all the, like, Joe Montana talk I've been hearing here lately, like, just put all that to bed.
Yeah, yeah. That's ending on Sunday. Sunday is all over.
It's really already over.
I mean, real talk. Like, I got into a heated discussion when somebody tried to pull Aaron Rodgers out of their ass. That was 45 minutes of my man's life. He's never getting back.
Don't tell me you're talking about Robert.
Like I said, it's 45 minutes. I want to throw his name out there. I mean, like, 45 minutes, big shout out to him. But it's a huge reason why, somebody's playing Sunday. It's another reason. It's another reason. I want to be congenial about the thing. I want to be very nice about it, And quite honestly, I don't attack people when they're not here to defend themselves.
Fuck that.
But yeah, he was on some bullshit.
That's like me saying Matt Stafford at some point was the MVP candidate in the season when, no.
Here's the deal with Stafford, though. Stafford, Matt Ryan is Southern Stafford. And I like what Matty Ice is doing. He got a big game ahead of him on Sunday. But one thing about this, it kind of sort of gave me hope for Stafford. Like, if you just get the right pieces, maybe you can do this.
What Stafford has always lacked really is a legit running game. I think that
yes, sir.
Atlanta actually had a running game all year. So that's going to be a key factor too. I know from the front seven of New England is very good. With my boy Calvin Oy, former Lion.
Yep.
And why is it kept? It's like the third year straight fourth year straight. It's been former Lion players that played with the team last year.
But, like, as a Lions fan, the only thing you could do is, like, big ups to that person. Because, it's about four in a row.
4 years.
Where they go and they get a ring. Or they're at least in the spot to get one.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, man, we traded and wrecked. But overall, I'm taking New England. I can't go against Brady.
Man. It's Patriots Nation.
I think the only team that can actually beat them is the Giants. Obviously.
Both of those was fluke. That wasn't the Giants beating them. That was God.
Oh.
Well. Who catches a ball with their elbow?
I could do it.
Man, whatever, guy.
Do it.
But thanks.
Brady told me a little Nerf ball, I catch it with my elbow.
Yeah, you practice that, man. Because you talking to a man for 8 hours, had Wilson football, trying to do that at home, just throwing it up in the air, catching it against my head, did not catch the ball. one time.
Okay, look. Sam, yeah. you making it sound like you like some type of like athlete. Like we know you
look,
had your little.
Don't get me wrong. I had a good run.
Cross country star and shit, but
look, I had a good run. I had some track work, but look, that's what I'm getting at. That wasn't an athletic move. That was wishing. And I feel as though in those 8 hours, I gave enough hope, just amount, the same amount of hope of Plaxico Burress. I think I did that.
Yeah.
That wasn't an athletic move. That was tithes and offering. That's what that was. That was him doing charity work for the rest of his life because he caught that ball.
Okay.
He came out with a book after talking about some, I'm more than just a catch. No, the fuck you ain't.
No, the fuck you not. You really not, though. But, you know, Mario Manningham made that big catch. It's all about the throws, though.
No, that was an average-ass Eli Manning throw. That was just a lucky-ass catch. I really want that book.
You cannot disrespect the throw. Because in order for...
It wasn't spectacular. It was just a regular-ass throw.
Listen. He had to elude like three fucking tackles to get out of that shit and to throw the ball. It was one of the greatest plays in fucking Super Bowl history.
I'm buying that book. I am. It gotta be like at my local dollar store by now.
Hey, you probably can go to the Salvation Army and get it.
More than likely, he probably donated all the ones his mama didn't buy. So I'm getting that book, and the second page of that book should say "Just Kidding." More than just a catch by Plaxico Burress. You turn the page. No, I'm bullshitting. It was.
Plaxico Burr. I know you don't think it was Plaxico Burr.
It was
David Tyree, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. Plaxico shot himself. I'm sorry. David Tyree.
Okay.
Sorry. You know what?
Listen.
That's on me.
I know, and that's why I tell the listeners, like, whenever I'm on the mic, just make sure they listen to me and not you.
Look, I have never claimed to be an expert, and I'm horrible with names.
The blind. That's all I'm saying.
Look, I'm horrible with names. I know scandal like a son bitch. I know. I don't rock with the Giants like that.
You like Donald Trump thinking fucking Frederick Douglass still alive.
Look, I am not that bad. I know my stuff. I never came with facts. I came with strong opinions. David Tyree, right. More than a catch. I'm sorry. I remember the Giant. I remember the strip club incident, and I'm thinking Plaxico, because that shook me up. And then the more than the catch thing kind of, that's me. Either way, that catch summed up his life because no one has talked about it. You know what? Can you talk about David Tyree without mentioning that catch?
Me? No, I'm not a Giants fan.
Can you talk intelligently about David Tyree and not bring up that damn catch?
Oh, you supposed to bring up the catch.
Can you say anything else? The catch and.
You can't talk about Santonio Holmes without his catch he made in the Super Bowl. When you make Super Bowl catches and Super Bowl throws and plays, like you talk about that. That's
well, I could talk about Santonio Holmes because he had multiple catches.
He did.
I can't talk about David Tyree because he had just one. One that mattered, I should say.
One that you know of. You're not a Giants fan.
No, he wasn't. Look, when I watched that game, he was not a, I want to say, marquee player. You wasn't looking for him. You damn sure didn't buy a ticket to go see him. But he was a just... a regular contract player. Nothing bad about it. It's just at the right time, he made a spectacular catch that no one can replicate ever. Period, point blank.
That's true. Even though I've seen some hella catches in college, but ain't got nothing to do with the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah.
Ultimately, man, I'm going to put a wrap on it, man, so I can go on and...
Oh, go do your thing, man. Like I said, I don't want to eat up your night. I just wanted to get a quick call in, talk to the people, and we're going to continue this LeBron James thing.
We absolutely going to continue the LeBron James stuff, but I'm rooting for, I'm fighting for Brady, you know.
Yeah, get that fifth ring, man.
You know, go ahead and get number five, one for the thumb, and you know, go ahead and let that man be the greatest, man, the Michigan quarterback.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
All right, thanks for calling in, Ike.
Ain't no problem, man. I'll let y'all.
All right. I want to thank all the people who called in this show. There you have it. Obviously, it's going to be a great game. Go Patriots. I'm very biased, but we just heard from some mega voices in the game here. I want to thank my man Mike Randall of Fantasy Warrior Mike on Twitter of all of his acclaim. I want to thank my man Chuck Hosner of the Real Sports Podcast. And I want to thank our unofficial NBA correspondent, Ms. DeJuan called in, and our homegrown analyst himself, Ike Lewis Jr. III. They can all be here, friends of the show. Welcome back. Yeah, we're going to watch some football, but until then, you can check out all things related to the podcast at samshownation.com. Everything you need there, right there on the page. If you want to hit us up on social media, it's Just Talking with Sam on No GN Talking, Just Talking with Sam on Instagram and Facebook. Also, SamShow11 on the tweets. I will see you guys next week. That way, we will know a winner. See you guys in a few. Well, next week, I guess. Next week. See ya.